Hi and welcome. This is Kimberly Dawn with ArchangelsBless.com. This blog post audio is on angelic guidance without compromise. And I have my twin flame, my twin ray, my life partner here, Jer. Hi, Jer.
Hi, Kimberly.
We wanted to go over, we have tea time in the morning, which is our bliss time where we have cacao and green matcha tea and goji berries while we sit at this little Japanese table. It's so awesome, our tea time in the morning, but we brainstorm and we get ideas and we just talk about wherever we're led. And this morning, I was like, hun, we're really in a good state because we accomplished so much this week with the crystallite production, and they are majorly powerful, the crystallites, the archangel crystallites that we have been given the mission to bring to the world. And so basically, our baby was fully born last night, all the way after many revisions. We had to keep revising, and the overall gist of our baby from the revisions was just born all the way, and it's super powerful and it's incredible. So it's like, I said, what could we talk about? And this goes back to even our process of creating the Archangel Crystal Lights is, how did we even get here? I know for me, and Jer's like, you know, it's also about not compromising. He told me, thanks, Kim, for not compromising along the way. And I'm like, what do you mean by that? Like, what do you mean how I didn't compromise?
Yeah, I mean, that was very big, you know, that I see it, because, you know, this has been a very specific and it's a learning process, you know, developing something like this. And this just doesn't happen just within a couple of months' time of putting a product together. It takes a lot of forethought and preparation. And in your case, you know, how you brought this forth wasn't just because you had an idea one day that said, oh, okay, build these. It's a culmination of your life, your life's work. And so seeing that and knowing that you had to stick to your guns along the way and not deviate from what your true path and calling was, that's what amazes me. I mean, it gives me chills to think of that, because that brought this whole process together, brought us together, and the immensity of it, you know, and how it will affect and help everybody is astonishing.
Thanks, hon. But it wasn't without your engineering background and engineering project management that helped me get here. I mean, you know what's so wild about it is how we didn't even, it was just, we had all these qualities with each other. We discovered more and more about each other that led us to realize how much more we had encompassing besides this project. And just, it's incredible. But how we were talking about this morning, I mean, at some point in your life, Jer, were you thinking that part of your life would be a compromise? Like there would be compromises if you're going to continue living in this world?
Yeah, talk about change and talk about ways of evolving to, you know, who we are, to find our true self and, you know, and many times our calling. And so many different things to experience, so many different struggles. You know, you look along the way and think, how did I make it here? You know, it's some of that is just hard to even fathom. And I know everyone else can feel that and experience many things like that, where you know what your true path is, or you finally discover what your true path is. It takes that time. It takes those experiences here, you know, in the 3D world to really understand that. And sometimes you follow the wrong path and you realize that, you know, I need a do-over because it didn't go right, you know. And for me, there was a number of times where that's happened, where I just didn't feel like I was my true self. I had to learn that. I had to find, once again, my innocence from childhood and know that that's who I truly was meant to be, and to rediscover myself in that way. And it was a path, and all of us, you know, we have to go through that. But I think, you know, if we continue to stay focused and not compromise, you know, for me, I have these so-called cards, and, you know, that helped me stay on track. which are
like not compromising cards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that kind of a thing where they, I know that these were things that I should not give into. And I did. I started compromising on those things along the way, thinking that, you know, maybe this is just the way it is here. I have to give in to some of these things, and it's more, it's too much, more than what I, you know, bargained for. So I can't expect to get all these things that I want to have, not in a greedy way, but in a self-supportive way. And it wasn't until, you know, I continue to stay with myself, stay with my calling, so to speak, I guess, to know that I was on the right path. I felt good. You know, any time I didn't feel right and felt crummy, I knew I was compromising, and that didn't help me. And again, for me, I had to learn. I had to relearn that many times over. And the most powerful thing, you know, still I look at is finding these crystal lights. For me, I can't say how much that's changed things for me, so that I can stay on that path for myself. And, you know, if I hit these bumps along the way or little, you know, detours, I get the guidance, I get the healing, and I can pull those non-positive things, you know, that happen, which I embrace now because I know that a good change will come about, especially through healing, that I'm in the right place now. And I have that calmness. I have that serene feeling. I've never had that before until now. So it's fabulous. And of course, you have a lot to do with it too, Kimberly.
You do for me as well. That's what we were talking about this morning. Beautifully said. Because we're both discovering how much we're alike, because we're the same soul. We're the same on the inside. I want to mention something. If I look back over my life, the smallest compromises, when I have made those in order, say I had a goal, or say I had maybe was in a relationship that wasn't the best for me. When I look back where I made small compromises, that is the exact point I started steering off track. When I started making those compromises, say for immediate gratification or to please someone I'm with, or because I didn't want to ruffle feathers, that's the exact point where my joy level started going down. So in order to steer myself back on track, I had, because I'm so sensitive too, I could only do that for so long before I needed to extricate myself from the situation or to go and have enough time alone to figure out, why have I lost my joy? And if you think about it in your life, any area, think about right now, any areas of joy, your joy levels that have gone down, where are you not very happy in your life? What area of your life that you're not 100% happy with? Think about that now. And we call in Archangel Michael and all the archangels to assist you with this, to help show you the truth of how you can steer yourself back on track with more joy, with more innocence, with more purity. Because as Jer was mentioning, the inside of ourselves, when we go back to that pure and innocent part of ourselves as a child, that's when we really knew. That's when we really knew not to compromise. It was only the having to please adults or to stay safe when we were little, did we begin to learn the pattern of compromising. And on an energetic level, when the healing team, the Seraphim Angel Healing Team, works on you under the Archangel Crystal Lights, if you're in the Monday night groups or the Friday night once a month Archangel Crystal Light Healing, what actually happens with those old patterns, and it's still happening with me, even how I get one or two healings a day, and I still have old grid systems and old patterns that are coming to the surface in my light body, my energy body, that a lot of times in the solar plexus too, because as children, that's where we tend to bottle things up. And it comes to the surface as old stuck energy, old patterns, old imprints, old ways we allowed others to control us, because that's how we gave our power away in order to so-called stay safe. And many cases it was to stay safe. And so now that we're healing these parts of self, that is ready to come up to the surface so we can get in touch with that purity and that innocence again. I mean, thinking back in your life, Jer, I mean, what tips do you have for others if if their joy level has gone down regarding compromising, what tips do you have?